All right, I am standing here in Spencerville at the Spencerville Arena. A very special venue, actually, for us, as we did our first festival here a number of years ago. And so tonight, we've got a very special guest in the house, her second ever show in Eastern Ontario. I think it's only your third in Eastern Canada. Have you ever been out east? Were you at Cavendish?
I was so, Cavendish.
Okay, so this is your fourth Eastern Canada.
But all new this year.
All new this year.
Yeah, so.
So I am standing with Tegan Gaze. If that name sounds vaguely familiar, because you're still an indie artist,
yeah.
And you're from out west,
yeah.
So many in Ontario, especially far eastern Ontario, may not know who that is,
yeah.
But the name might, I heard that on the radio or something. Tegan is in the top three of the 2023 Sirius XM Top of the Country Finals.
Yeah.
And so she's here, she's performing here tonight at the Spencerville Fair. If you're somewhere close to here, you still have probably about 2.5 hours to get here if you want to come down. Actually, 3.5 hours. You're on at 10:30, and it's only 7 o'clock. So, Tegan, first of all, welcome to Spencerville.
Thank you.
And let's start with the top of the country. So, you know, this has been going on for 6-8 months, something like that. You started out, just everybody submitted, a billion people submitted their videos. Pick me, pick me, pick me. And... of course, it's a big prize, right? I think the $25,000, a ton of support, which really helps indie artists grow their career. Win or lose, I think you still get a lot out of this.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyways, then it gets narrowed down to 10.
Mm-hmm.
You made it that far.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in 3. So first of all, making it to the 10 out of probably thousands of submissions, I don't even know. I don't think that's an understatement.
Yeah.
What was it like finding out, okay, I made the top 10?
Uh-huh. Well, finding out I made the, I think it was actually 8 to start. And so finding out, I think it was 8. I mean, again, like that was just mind blowing because you don't know how many submissions have been submitted, but you know, like, wow, like that's, you know, that's a big deal. That's exciting because there's probably hundreds or thousands of people wanting this. And then from there, when I made the 3, like I was in Nashville when I found out, and I just remember my manager calling me and telling me, and I was crying, and it was a very like surreal, exciting moment. And especially like finding out that it was, and at the time I didn't know Noah, but Haley is one of my, you know, wonderful, great friends. And I just think she's so talented and was super excited to be going through this journey with her. And then getting to know Noah has just been wonderful too. He's just such a, like a wonderful, kind, nice human. So to be in a competition and going through something this special and getting all these wonderful opportunities with such wonderful people has been, it's been incredible and like it's been life-changing. Like SiriusXM has done so much for us already, it's insane. And then so like it's crazy, all everything that we've been like hyping up for, it's all ending like in the next week. So it's just, it's been really exciting and really cool.
So, yeah, so you just mentioned that it's ending next week. It's actually ending, I believe it's Thursday night,
yep.
In Hamilton,
yep.
At the CCMAs. It's actually a free event. So if you're listening to this and you want to go check out Tegan, Haley, and Noah, it's a free event. I think it's first come, first served. I think they're giving away, anybody wants a ticket, you can go online and get the ticket.
Yep.
But you still got to show up to the venue at a certain time if you want to get a seat. I'll be there tomorrow waiting in line. With this competition, so there's a lot at stake. I mean, there's a lot at stake for the winner, but tell us a little bit about the journey so far, because this isn't just, it's not like an American Idol thing where you kind of show up. I mean, they do a lot too, but I think they do a lot of, from an artist development standpoint.
Absolutely.
Because they want to give you the tools that even if you make the top 3, you're walking away from this or something. And then it's not, well, I just wasted the last 8 months doing this stuff.
No, it's definitely like they have done so much for us already. Like we got to play Lasso Festival. We went to CMA Fest. We got to record in the Warehouse Studios in Vancouver. Well, I did anyway, because that's where the area I was from. Like they, SiriusXM and CCMAs have done so much for us already. And so like, I already feel like a winner. You know, like obviously to you know, to be crowned as like the absolute winner would be amazing and wonderful, and obviously to win money to, you know, put it back, as you know, as a independent artist, it's hard out here. But so it would mean a lot. But I mean, I already feel like a winner. Like they've done so much for us already. It's crazy. Like they genuinely, truly want to see us succeed, and you can tell that, and it's really cool.
It's tough out there for indie artists. Yes. I mean, like, you look at the Canadian, and of course, I work with indie artists, been working with indie artists pretty much as long as Soundcheck's been around, and I think even sometime before that, you know, having known artists like Brett Kissel since long before the Warner days, through a mutual friend. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to meet her, but you will if you haven't, Mary Ray Knapp, the godmother of Canadian country music. Her and I lived in the same town. She's only about 45 minutes an hour from here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I met Brett Kissel through her many years ago and promoted some shows with Brett Kissel. And I know the struggle. And it's cool to see artists that you've seen kind of almost go up from infancy in their career to massive success. But I also understand this isn't an overnight thing. And winning in this competition, it's not like suddenly they wave a magic wand and you're doing stadium shows and selling out. There's still a lot of work involved. But absolutely. From somebody that's been in the business for a while, of course, you came up through the pandemic, which was a challenge on its own, and then add the other challenges of being an indie artist. I would think that an opportunity like this is a game changer, but it doesn't change the fact that you still have to put in a lot of work. So anybody that's thinking like 2024, this competition is going to continue, you got to bring in the work. You got to be willing to hunker down and do your side of it. Because working in music, it's especially as an indie artist, you got to do a lot yourself. So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about new music. You have a relatively new single.
I do.
I mean, I don't want to say that it's almost a month old, because that would mean that we're almost at the end of September. But I think August 18th is when the song came out, Sleeping With Her. Seems to be doing okay, and streams are good.
Oh my God, the streams are great. We just went to radio last week, and it's honestly just been like a dream come true. You know, people are loving it, like great. Just nothing but positive, which is, you know, it's very scary putting out a single. You never know how it's going to do. You never do. It's been wonderful so far. Like, I'm really proud of the song. I wrote it in Nashville with some wonderful songwriters, Dylan Guthrow, Gordy Sampson, and Baker Grissom, incredible songwriters. And I'm so happy with how it turned out. Like, this is a song I got to record with SiriusXM, the Warehouse Studios. That was a dream come true right there to you know, play live off the floor with incredible musicians in this beautiful space. Just honestly, so many pinch me moments, but the single's doing great so far, and it's only been like a few weeks, and I'm just over the moon.
Yeah, well, it's always, and I agree. I mean, working with artists on releasing new music, it's kind of like there's that hold your breath moment that Thursday night when the clock rolls over to midnight, if you're releasing on a Friday, when the clock rolls over, then you're like watching. It's like, what's happening? It's been 2 hours. I've only got 100 streams. What's wrong?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or holy crap, I've got like 2,000 streams. It's only been an hour.
I know.
You know, and there's that moment. And then it's like you might have a couple of great days. All of a sudden, everything flatlines. It's like, what just happened?
I know. You just never know.
So it's like this constant roller coaster. Yeah. But you know what? It keeps you humble. Somebody once said that to me. It keeps you humble. It keeps you reaching. Mm-hmm. And you can't get complacent because of it.
Yeah. No.
So. Okay, so we talked about the top of the country. So Thursday night in Hamilton, I'm assuming you're down for the CCMA. So you're not just going to come down Thursday night and, okay, I lost, I'm going back home. But you got some more news that came out this week, too, of some stuff that's coming up post-CCMAs and all that. You're going on tour with another Canadian, I guess, star now, Tim Hicks, who actually played on these very grounds, not in this arena, but we had an outside tent.
Yeah.
Or not tent, actually, we had an actual stage here. We did a music festival here 5 or 6 years ago, and Tim Hicks was our headliner.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So, you know, super, super great guy. So I think you're doing 3 shows on his upcoming tour.
Yeah.
So, well, let's get those put out there. So what shows are you doing?
So I'm playing, I'm doing Cranbrook. And then I'm playing Vernon, and then I believe it's Port Alberni. So I got 3 BC shows, so that's super exciting.
And tickets are on sale now, I think. Yes. I think they just went on sale on Friday.
Yep. Yeah, and you can go, you can find them on my website and probably on Tim's website. And
I would hope that he'd have them on his website.
I would sure hope so.
If you're listening, Tim, if they're not there, let's make that happen. Okay, so now what?
Now what?
That's a big question,
so, you
right?
know, I got a couple of shows in the fall. Like I got the Tim Hicks tour, I got CCMAs, and then I'm back off to Nashville for a writing trip. And I'll be down there writing for the record and then getting back in the studio and recording
for the
record.
Do you have a plan for the record as far as release dates?
I can't say.
You don't know yet?
Yeah. Well, we kind of
Well, you
have
know,
an idea,
but you're holding
but
it, on.
Yes.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You got to have that
yeah, a little
hold
bit of
the control
little,
of the
absolutely.
Surprise.
Yes.
But it's coming.
Yes, it's coming.
24?
Yes.
Hopefully?
Yes.
Provided there's not some pandemic?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We won't even think about that.
Yeah. But no, that's cool. So you're well on your way. So I want to thank you for taking the time.
Of course.
Maybe we'll see you on Thursday.
So.
And, you know, either way, whatever happens, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank
hopefully
you.
We'll see you back
well,
in
hopefully we're doing
Eastern
an interview
Canada.
About how I won.
Well, absolutely.
You never know.
If you won, we will definitely do another interview saying, we just talked on Saturday, but, you know, how do you feel now?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And you'll be like, I don't have any words.
Yeah.
But no, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank
I mean,
you.
You're all winners.
Yeah,
every
I mean,
single
it's
one
true.
Of you guys
yeah.
is going to have fantastic careers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, let's hope that you come out this way again soon.
Oh, yeah. I love it
and,
out here.
And, you know, we'll, as I always end an interview with, we'll see you on the road.
Woo! Let's high five to that. That's what I'm talking about.